Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know, I talk really fast. What do you want from me? Joe, what to do? Record the show and play it backwards. I'm sorry, play it at half speed. Somewhere around there, anyway. Joe, we'll see your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I'll try to answer it if I can. Remember, you can always text. Sign up for text messages. Text TRS. I like how I did that. TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. A lot going on. You know, you heard Major General Paul Vallely is going to join me after the break. And we're going to talk about what's going on in D.C. Why are there still people there? Why are there still troops there? You know, what's the long game / short game? What is happening? I would love to know. China, you know, they're what's their role going to be? What are they looking to do with us? Right? And I just think there's a lot going on. We're not getting information on, and there's so much of it coming at us. So much of the crazy stuff coming at us. You can't honestly keep up with it. I like to make fun of this ridiculous stuff that you see from the left on a regular basis. It's not new. There's nothing these guys are doing that's actually new. Let's just be clear about it. Amy Coney Barrett, and this is just so, shows you the hypocrisy of the left on a regular basis. So Barrett's faith, remember this, made her a radical. A woman that adopted children of different colors from other nations, right? I mean, she's like the left's god to a degree. So she's doing all this stuff, went to college, made a successful business in life, became a, circuit court judge, now a trustee, right? Just managed her whole life like this. So for every intent and purpose, she is a successful woman. But because she was a Catholic, she was a radical. However, Joe Biden's faith makes him a devout saint. See, it's always like this to prove how dizzy the Democrats are, how dishonest they are, period. Right? You've got bishops and priests that are so mad at him because of his stance. You can see. Because of his stance on abortion, and then claims that he's a devout Catholic. Now, some of you Catholics are getting mad at me. I really don't care at this point. Because you need to get real with your belief. The Bible does not accept, it tolerates, but it doesn't accept abortion. The Bible says that God knew you before you were in your mom's womb, so you must have had value to him. And then you're going to give Joe Biden the pass because he's for women's rights. Except if that woman is in the womb, right? Come on, let's be honest about it. That's not really what you want or you mean. Soon after social media, legacy media outlets alike were awash with praise for the devout. Now think about something. They all think you're nuts. Twitter, Facebook, and the rest of them, they think you're out of your mind to believe in this phony God that doesn't exist. See some of the pages they pulled, some of the things they say about you. And now the New York Times calls him devout. Perhaps the most religiously observant commander-in-chief in half a century. Really? How would they know? Most of them are heathens. They don't know. They could care less. Right? What they're celebrating is a Christian liberal or a liberal Christian. I'm not going to pretend to know whether he is or isn't or what he is or isn't. But my Bible says you know by their fruits. What's his fruit? What is the fruit here? Paying for abortions in other countries? That's the fruit? See, I love when Nancy Pelosi says, we feed the hungry. We feed the poor. Not them. Well, no, Nancy. Let's be honest about it. We feed the poor, not you. It's our tax money that's feeding the poor, not you. Not yours. That's simple. CNN ran a headline that should excite all you lefties. Biden's Catholic faith will be on full display as the first publicly church-going president in decades. Really? What happened to your beloved Obama? Do you remember what Michelle said? Michelle said about going to church? Well, we don't go to church anymore because we don't want to be the spectacle, they shouldn't be looking at us. They should be there for the right reasons. Yeah, okay. That's a good reason not to go to church, I guess. NBC News touted Biden's faith on display, celebrating this renewed presidential ritual. While the New Yorker praised... Joe thought he was going to a baseball game. Are you serious? While the New Yorker praised his practice of carrying a rosary as indicative of a public servant's deep faith. Right. Yeah. You know, because Christians never murder anybody. Catholics have never murdered anybody. It doesn't mean anything. You carrying a... Look, let's just be honest about it. You carrying a Bible, you carrying a rosary, you praying and going to church and Sunday, doesn't make you a Christian. How are you living your life? What are you doing? Right? And if you look at Biden's faith, what he says this is faith, and how it lines up to reality of what his scripture says, he gets a zero. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. General Paul Valley joining me right after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
We are back. Ain't that a kid? Oh, come on. He's got a great voice. Whether you like him or not, he's got a great voice. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, really. And you can be entertained as well, because there's a lot of good articles up there as well. Anyway, you know, it's always been, I keep telling you, you can't just watch what the news is telling you. You've got to read between the lines. You've got to start looking at what they're not reporting about. How come something has become quiet, you know, all of a sudden? There's so many things going on. And I learned this when I used to go to the Magic Castle years ago, Total Magicians Club. I get to know these guys after a while. And the trick is to keep you looking at the hand that is not doing what the other hand is doing, the one that's actually doing all the work. And that's what's going on. That's what media's been doing to us. Why are there 7,000 troops being left in D.C.? Why do all of a sudden we need them there? Don't we need them in Seattle and Portland and Chicago and other places? I don't have a clue, so I bring in people who do.
But I always love having this guy. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, to give us some of the insights, some of the real stories, not the crazy stuff that you see running around all over the place. Don't believe that. Please don't believe that stuff. Anyway, General, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me, always.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the kind invitation again.
Yeah, I always love. So listen, we apparently D.C. is so out of control that we're going to need to leave 7,000 guardsmen there. Is that their only role, is to make sure that they keep peace?
Well, you know what? Nobody's defined the role. The National Guard comes under the, it's a general in the Pentagon who's the head of the National Guard Bureau that works with the states and the state governors and the state adjutant generals. And as far as I know, they weren't federalized, but they were sent there upon a request for the governors to send so many into the district of Washington there. But it is absolute travesty, because even the troops do not know what's going on. And being put in parking garages, the basement of Congress, one major bathroom or two for 1,000 men and women, the hygiene, the feeding of the troops. This is an absolute travesty against our armed forces and the troops. I'm just disgusted by it.
Look, they don't care about them. They never have. If you look at what Democrats do the minute they get in office, most of them start, you know, trashing the budget of the military, because we don't need to be spending that much money. Just ask them. They'll tell you. It really gets it gets sickeningly crazy after a while. And some of the apparently some of the governors have ordered their troops to come home. Now, that can the president stop that in any way?
Only if he federalizes them. And that is a procedure you go through when you bring them under federal control, and they're released from the governor's control. And so, as far as I know, I have got no information that they were federalized, which means a request was made for them to show up with so many troops, so many units into the Capital District area. And so now we have governors like our governor in Montana and Texas and other states are calling them back, but yet they're still retaining a certain amount there. For what reason? We don't know. I mean, this is an absolute mystery what's going on in Washington. And like I've told many people, Joe, we're in the twilight zone here. What the hell is going on?
Oh, and you know there's rumors out there floating around that the reason they're doing this is because Trump is going to take back the White House, and that right now Joe is getting none of Joe's staff are allowed to go to the Pentagon. You're hearing all these crazy stories. As far as you know, are things flowing in the normal way? Are the people getting updates as they need to? Has anybody been locked out?
As far as I know, nothing is normal. The normal briefings that a president would be getting, I don't think, are being given by the Pentagon. We're not sure where the intelligence agencies are as far as the CIA, the Director of National Intelligence. There's something going on. I don't know, but there's something that the Trump team down in Mar-a-Lago, they're locking on to something. And it may be still pursuing that the election was totally fraudulent, not only in those seven states, but maybe other states as well. Sidney Powell evidently is still active, pursuing some procedures from the legal standpoint. But something's not well in Washington, D.C., I can tell you that. And then the passing and the signing of all these executive orders, which were pre-prepared, there's no doubt about it, by his socialist staff, and I don't think they can stand, especially if it's proven somehow, maybe, where, I don't know, that Biden is fraudulently elected, and he is not the President of the United States, and that by March 4th, another thing going around, that something's going to happen by then. But I don't know, Joe. These are all innuendos, and you see him as much as I do. That's why I say we're in the twilight zone.
Oh, I've got proof that Donald Trump is going to swear in on the 4th. Really, show it to me, because I'm not there. Right. I'm not there with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And all these innuendos are going around about people being arrested and sent to Guantanamo Bay, and all these different scenarios that you see on the internet. But I'm not biting on any of them. I mean, I deal with facts, Joe. Not innuendos or not false scenarios.
Now,
I make my decisions based on real information.
When you were active in getting this getting stuff like this stuff had to come by your desk, and you guys had to howl. You had to sit there just howl at this stuff, saying,
yeah.
How do they even make how much drinking do you have to do to come up with some of these stories? Right, they're building on Guantanamo so they can throw in Pelosi and the rest of them. Or the Trump supporters, or the Trumpers that need reprogrammed. It's like, come on, guys, knock it off. Let's stay with fact here.
I'm not
right?
even sure Hollywood, Joe. I'm not even sure Hollywood could write these scripts. Much too creative writing for even Hollywood to do. But there's something going on here. We're not quite sure, but we know that Biden is just going off the cliff here in his first week, and. To ruin women's sports. Why is that there with the transgenders as his priority item? I mean, it's unbelievable, these executive orders that were prepared. And then, of course, I'm not sure he knows what he's signing.
Here, Joe, this is the requisition. More ice cream for the cafeteria. Just saying, right here. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt that he doesn't have a clue. When we come back, I want to talk about what's going on in China and the Taiwanese.
Sure.
What's going on there as well. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday that the administration will be ordering another 200 million doses of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. He said those doses should arrive by the summer, ultimately allowing 300 million Americans to get vaccinated. Biden said that until vaccines are available to everyone who wants one, masks will still be the best method of protection against the virus.
But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. Months. In the next few months, masks, not vaccines, are the best defense against COVID-19.
And Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized early Tuesday evening. The Senate's president pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My next guest, I would love having this guy on because he's a straight shooter. We don't, you know, doesn't have to sugarcoat anything. He doesn't trip over his words because, you know, when somebody's telling you the truth, when somebody's being flat out honest with you, they don't have to go, you know, like the press secretary that you're seeing these days. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. And Major, I really honestly, I always appreciate your time with me because I know you're being honest and true and upfront, and I think that's great.
Well, thank you, Joe.
So let's get to it. The Chinese. I mean, we know that they were heavily involved in the election. It's funny how they kept talking about Russia collusion, Russia intrusion, and all this time it's been the Chinese. And the Chinese must be so deep into the Democrats that they can't even call them out even now.
Oh, absolutely. It's been planned for years. The Chinese are just masters at deception, propaganda, and the weakening of the United States and its extension into the American allies. That's been their objective because they want to dominate the world economically, financially, militarily. And right now they're looking at a weakening United States that has been taken down several notches, and they've removed their president fraudulently that was standing up to China finally and really calling the bluff on the Chinese.
Yep.
And I have a Chinese team. We've written 22 articles, by the way, Joe, what we call Eyes on China. I'll be happy to give them to you. The Chinese team that I have, some of them were members of the Chinese Communist Party, and they have enlightened me entirely what the objectives and missions and goals have been of the CCP.
Well, the whole time you've been on the show, we've talked about they have a long-term plan, and they have a long-term plan. They're willing to stick to it. You know, the motherland is what it's all about. They send their people here, their spies here to live and to work among us, and so they get into the culture, so to speak, right? I mean, this is not just to send them in, do a hit, and leave.
Oh, no, it's been a very planned thing with the briefing of their students as agents of the CCP going into our universities, their high-tech people being integrated into Silicon Valley, into Facebook, and Twitter and all the different companies down there, as well as particularly it's been very effective in our universities where they have funded and grant many professors at our university. Of course, this is coming out. And when we look at their ability to interject themselves into Wall Street, their companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange, on the NASDAQ, and then, of course, buying off individuals like Schiff in California and others, even, oh, my God, I forget his name. What is it? That Republican, the head of the Senate there. What was his name?
Mick something. You talking about McConnell?
You knew I mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's not a Republican. Why did you call him a Republican?
Yeah, and his Chinese wife, right?
Right.
But anyhow, yeah, they bought off the Republicans and the Democrats, so they're very happy. Now, and we've said this on your show before, after they took down Hong Kong, their next objective is Taiwan.
Yep.
And with the threatening flights in the Taiwanese airspace in the last 7 days, they're exercising that, and their objective is to take Taiwan. However, they do know the Taiwanese have a very strong armed forces. The allies in the region, the Japanese and the South Koreans, have two of the best armed forces in the world. We have three aircraft carrier groups out there. We have a division of Marines out there. We have 26,000 of our troops in South Korea. So we're very well prepared for any type of Chinese incursion to take down Taiwan. And the Chinese know that. That's why they haven't done it so far.
Yeah, but, God, would we, you know, you and I have talked about this before, would we go to war or even a minor skirmish there in that area with them?
That's right. And if they try to take down Taiwan, we will be at war. And then you have a weak president who will back down in some way. But thank goodness we have the strong generals and admirals that will stand up and protect us by their constitutional oath, protect the United States and its citizens from domestic and foreign intervention and enemies. So our military is very well prepared out there, believe me.
You know these guys better than I do, and my argument with people on a regular basis is our military is not sworn to the Commander-in-Chief. Our military is sworn to the Constitution of these United States. So should the Commander-in-Chief have them do things that are against the Constitution, I want to believe that our men and women wouldn't do it. What say you?
No, I agree. And the more they see the Biden and what he's trying to do, he's been like the Obamas by the Clintons to try to weaken our military, which they've done in all of those administrations, cut down the budget to support our military, and then, of course, commit us to wars, extended wars that we shouldn't even be involved in. And you have to blame Bush as well for that.
Agreed. Yeah. Chinese economy. Now, people saying that their economy is in the tank. It's not doing well. They're not as strong as they'd like you to believe they are. What kind of reports are you getting?
No, they are still strong. They're having problems. They've lost a lot of credibility throughout the world, even in Europe and even in the Middle East. So they're continuing to spread their money along the Silk Belt all the way across to Asia into the Middle East, and their influence, they buy it. They build dams, they build roads, airports, seaports like they've done in Pakistan. And so their influence is just absolutely terrific and very strong. And that, again, has been going on for several decades now. And they particularly have ramped up their capability in the last 5 years because they've stolen so much technology from the United States. They've been able to advance their weapon systems, their technology, their information technology, their space technology. Yeah. So they're out to make sure that they're the dominant country regime in the whole world. That's what they want to do.
Oh, sure.
And replace the United States as the dominant power. We have to understand that, Joe.
Oh, I agree
with you. Understand that.
Yep. North Korea. Where is Little Kim?
Well, Little Kim is right under the pocket of the Chinese. It's probably the only ally the Chinese have. And like I said on previous programs, the Vietnamese actually don't like the Chinese. The Indians don't like the Chinese. They have no friends except Kim Il-sung in North Korea. That's it. Even the Russians don't trust him.
Was he, from what you're hearing, was he truly ill for a while? Was he just laying low? Everybody was fearful that his sister, who I've understood and read that she is much more of a tyrant than he is, that she was going to take over. Where are we with them as a whole?
Well, you probably heard the last time I did, she was to take over, but I don't think so. So we haven't heard much from North Korea at all. They've been very, very quiet. But let me tell you what the Chinese have done in the infiltration in Canada, north of our border.
Ooh.
Billions of dollars going in to get Justin Trudeau on the side of the Chinese, and he's very pro-Chinese, by the way. They've also put in a number, I understand, even in the Panama Canal, maybe over 100,000 Chinese. I don't know. I haven't been down there. Though they do control, and they have a contract for that. They also have the contract for different ports throughout the United States, like Port Canaveral in Florida.
Yep.
So,
yeah, those were all sold to them or given up to them. I know that at one point in time, I can't remember whether Trump turned it around. Now, didn't they have control of the L.A. port or the San Francisco port?
Yeah.
One of the two.
Long Beach. I think it was Long Beach, but I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a major port. You know, San Pedro, Long Beach, big deal. For them to be there as well, yeah. And the Canada thing, I think it's funny. I was telling people before, you know, you eco freaks don't realize that we may stop the Keystone Pipeline, and all that means is that we're going to lose, what, 30 or 40,000 jobs here, when in reality, the Chinese are going to step in because they want that oil, and they'll make it happen. So that oil is coming out or being moved, whether we move it or the Chinese move it, and if the Chinese move it, it means trouble, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the Canadians will move their refinery to the Chinese.
Yep, no question. Look, quick break. When we come back, I want to get into Iran, because Iran isn't going away either. And they're just chomping, licking their chops, waiting for Biden to give them a full go-ahead. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I think General and I would end up in jail together if we hung out together in today's today's environment. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. And again, I mean this sincerely. I have him on the show because there's no foo-foo. There's no dancing around. We get right to the issues. We don't do, and I know he doesn't do some of these crazy stories. They don't even have to be crazy stories. They're just not verified. So why you guys go running out there, putting them out on Facebook and everywhere else? Can you wait till it's verified? Anyway, General, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, no, Joe, you're right, and I think President Reagan had it right when he was negotiating with Gorbachev and the Russians, you know. Trust but verify.
Right, right.
It's very right. True today.
Oh, it is. But you know what's always funny? It's kind of like you hear these quote-unquote statesmen talking like you're going to trust some of these people that have already bit you 5 or 6 times. You know, let's talk about Iran. I'm worried about Iran because nobody's getting in their way. Nobody's really slowing them down. We're going to send them more money as they scream death to America, which is something they always do. I get that. Are you worried about where Iran is in the game playing these days?
No.
That was easy.
Not at all. No, and the reason is, Joe, Israel is watching them every minute of every day, of
That's
every
true.
Hour.
Yep.
Now, along with that, we've boosted the Saudi Arabian Armed Forces capability and their reconnaissance. And, of course, they're adjacent right to Iran when you look at how close they are in proximity to the oil fields to Iran. You know, they're only within, 45 minutes, within an hour of attacking them. And, of course, we saw what they did to the oil fields a couple of years ago when they put in some missiles in there. We also thankful to President Trump and the alliances we have now with the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and now aligned with Israel. And so they're watching them very carefully. And Iran knows this. If they checkmate or they do anything at all, and I can verify the attacks that the Israeli Defense Forces had on Iranian targets within Syria. Every week, or at least every 2 weeks, you'll see targets taken down there.
Yeah.
So the Iranians, they may have a lot of bravado, but they're not very brave.
So you have a new, I'd say a newer alliance in the Middle East. You know, we've seen peace there, and you and I have agreed,
right.
I think other people agree, never would have seen this without President Trump, and he gets absolutely no credit for it. And if war breaks out, they're going to say, see, that thing that Trump put together didn't really work anyhow. But now you've got the Saudis, you've got the UAE, you've got other groups that are other countries or peoples that may have not worked well together before, but now they've actually come together and said, look, we can keep peace here. They have to be tired of the ongoing war. They have to be, right?
Absolutely. And I didn't even include Jalal al-Sisi, who's a friend of mine, and Egypt, how strong they are of guarding the Suez Canal, of guarding the Sinai just south of Israel there.
Right.
And so we have to give very, very a lot of kudos to the Egyptians as well. And you don't hear about them too much, but they're there. So we're solid in the Middle East right now.
Okay.
But Biden will, with his negotiations or attempted with John Kerry and others, they'll try to align themselves with Iran again. But the Middle East people, the Saudis and the UAE, they're not stupid. They're very smart. They know the liabilities and they know the vulnerabilities over there.
And their relationship with Israel should hold.
Yes, it will hold.
Are they really?
It will hold.
Are they really friends with the Palestinians? Are the Palestinians a little gnat that just makes them crazy?
Makes them crazy, and they know they can't depend on the Palestinians to come forth and try to negotiate for any reasonable strength. You know, one of the scenarios I worked with two gentlemen, very smart. I won't mention their names, but the only solution with the Palestinians is economics. They have to have jobs. They have to have manufacturing. And if you could create that for the young Palestinians, it would change the whole world over there.
And no,
that's what it's all about. And that the old ones like came under Arafat that want to fight, they don't want to see any kind of relationship with Israel. You know, a lot of people don't realize that before Arafat, they had 250,000 Palestinians working in Israel. Jobs, income. And Arafat comes in and he turns it all around, everything changed at that time.
Yeah.
And it could happen again. You give them jobs, give them education. They feed their families, they have money, they'll be happy. That's the solution for the Palestinians.
You know, they were good, but they were a good example. I try to tell people here in this country, you know, you saw the hate that was being taught in the schools towards the Jews when the kids were young.
Yes.
And I asked people, what's the difference between that hate towards the Jews and the hate towards this country that they were being taught in American schools? You know, high school all the way through colleges. You people don't see the parallels. This is going to cause us a problem someday. And you know, I'm very scared at what I'm seeing happen in the military. Now, you can please correct me because I want to be wrong, where you've got some of these leaders going through and people that were Trumpers are considered, you know, dangerous and hardcore right-wingers. Is that just a lot of hype, or are you actually going to see that happen?
No, that's what they're attacking. No, the Biden group and the socialists are trying to do that to weaken our military. But, you know, our military men and women, they're not dumb.
No,
they understand what's going on,
yep.
Okay? And so they see through it. So we'll see what happens.
Last question for you. will... I am concerned, or I have some thoughts, to your point a few minutes ago, would China and North Korea and any other entities, any other countries, come together to maybe, you know, form a pack of some kind to take over that area, to be the dominance in that area, Russia included. We didn't talk much about Russia.
No, we haven't.
You know, do you see any of them stepping forward, again, putting together some kind of coalition to say, look, enough with the United States, we want to run this area, end of discussion?
No, I don't see that.
Okay.
I see it strictly as motivated by China, this Chinese Communist Party that runs everything, the corporations, industry, finance, everything over there.
All right, General.
But you go to our website.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Tell people how they can help you.
StandUpAmericaUS.org. Support us. Give us some donations. Help us out. We're doing great things for America, and we need more of you to join us.
Well, look,
it's not the end. It's only the beginning right now.
Hey, it's never over till your heart stops. That's why I look at it. Right? You keep fighting to the last beat. And you guys
absolutely
do a great job. God bless you for doing what you're doing. And yeah, you're right. It ain't over, people. We're going to keep going. General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. I always appreciate being on your show.
Thank you. General Paul Valley, you know, great guy. I mean, seriously, got to get to know him, get to know his organization. He's out there with information. He's fighting for us on a regular basis. That's the other thing. We, we conservatives, we don't really, I shouldn't say we never, because it's not we never. We don't really support each other the way we could, would, should, whatever. Right? And you know, the General got a great organization. You want to check him out. And he's been doing this for years. And very few times does he come up with information that really hasn't happened. And that's why I trust him. And he never goes overboard with it. It's never, oh my God, they're gonna raid or they're gonna do this or that. Never, he never does that. So you know, it's cool and it's good. And that way, there, I'm not giving you people misinformation, which is I never want to do that either. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, all that time that the Chinese were making inroads, and you talk about, and I've talked to some, a couple of Chinese experts. All that time, you thought the Chinese were just here for the... And please, not all Chinese. Let's start off there. There are Chinese that love this country, love our people, love America, working hard, just want a better life for their kids. They don't want anything to do with the Communist Party. So let's not paint, you know, a picture that they're all bad, because that's not true. Just like an argument I was having with somebody the other day. We are not, okay, not all Italians are in the Mafia. I can't tell you how many times in my younger life I would run into people and, oh, you're Italian. Is your dad in the Mafia? Right? No, I wasn't offended. No, I didn't need a safe space. I used to play with it at times, you know. But anyway. But back to China, for instance. You know, they've had a long-term plan. And they don't, remember something, these are the people, they don't care. For the most part, their government, they're all atheists. It's all about the motherland. That's the God. It's all about the emperor. That's the God. Remember? Pay attention. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I've told you guys, some of you listening, you've already helped. I appreciate it. Anything you tell your friends, your loved ones, we are in a legal battle that we need help with. Head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Come on, can't make it any easier than that. realside.com/helpjoe. God bless you. Be back in a little bit. You're listening to The Real Side.